Good Monday morning, beloved. It is great to start this fresh new week with you. And today we are in Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 46. And here we see certain religious leaders continue to challenge Jesus' authority and question him about the Messiah. A teacher of the law seeks to trap Jesus by asking him to state what he believes is the greatest commandment. Again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So let's begin. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a teacher of the law, tried to trap him with a question. "Teacher," he asked, "which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the most important commandment. The second most important commandment is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. The whole law of Moses and the teaching of the prophets depend on these two commandments." When some Pharisees gathered together, Jesus asked them, "What do you think about the Messiah? Whose descendant is he?" "Why, he's David's descendant," they answered. "Well, why then," Jesus asked, "did the Spirit inspire David to call him Lord? David said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit here at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David calls him Lord, how can the Messiah be David's descendant?" No one was able to give Jesus any answer, and from that day on, no one dared ask him any more questions. All right, today's key verse is Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." You know, that commandment is as applicable today in the world that we live in with all of the digital electronics and the communication and the transportation and everything that we have. It's just as appropriate and just as necessary as it was 2,000 years ago. If we love the Lord our God with all of our heart and our soul and all of our mind, we will be totally dedicated to His work and His will in our lives. Let's pray. Lord God, I seek to love you with all my heart, soul, and mind, and to love my neighbor as myself. May all I do and say today reflect my love for you and the love for others as you have taught. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, our Monday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13, where by means of a parable, Jesus teaches about being watchful and ready to greet him when he returns. Until then, beloved, God bless.